Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Talking Stuff, the Ohio State Recruiting Podcast, brought to you by Letterman Row and our good friends at Byers Automotive. I am Jeremy Birmingham. That's Spencer Holbrook. It's a midweek edition, kind of an impromptu chat about stuff because Ohio State is down to 18 commitments in the class of 2021 with the Thursday afternoon decommitment of Devontae Smith, a three-star cornerback from Cincinnati LaSalle High School. This has been in the works for a while, and I want to be careful how we dive into this, Spencer, because there's an idea out there that Ohio State wanted Devontae Smith out of their class, which is simply not true. But that can be true alongside the fact that when they got wind that he was thinking about a possible decommitment, that they weren't necessarily going to fight tooth and nail to keep him in the class. Does that make sense? Or why do we as a world feel like it has to be one or the other?
Because it's recruiting. So people think that it has to be very definite when recruiting is not definite at all until you sign on the line. And I think that's one thing we need to remember is, you know, Ohio State now has 18 commits and, you know, it's a weird recruiting cycle. So anything can happen. An in-state recruit just decommitted. And you don't see that very often, especially at a school like Ohio State. So I think it's really interesting that he chose now to decommit. I think it's interesting that there was no real, push for Ohio State to say, hey, why don't you think about this before you decide to decommit? There was no real push. It was more of, okay, you want to decommit, go ahead. We're fine with this.
Yeah, and to kind of tear back the curtain a little bit, I started writing the Devontae Smith decommitment article almost 2 months ago because there has been talk behind the scenes that he was a little bit concerned about the numbers at the defensive backs at Ohio State, that 5-6 defensive backs were probably, you know, that he thought there were too many. Him being the lowest ranked member of the recruiting class maybe didn't feel like he was a priority when there was that many other defensive backs ahead of him. Other schools smartly, exploited that and told him, hey, how can you be there? How can you be important to them when they have 6 defensive backs and are still trying to flip Jordan Hancock and still want to add Derek Davis? Where do you fit in? And that's really when all this started with Devontae Smith. But again, to be very clear, Ohio State would not have offered him in February when they did and accepted a commitment from him in March when they did if they didn't want him in this class. So the idea that they removed him or that they were processing him to replace him automatically with someone else is bunk and should be completely discarded. Ohio State was still going to recruit Derek Davis and Jordan Hancock, as I said, no matter what, if Devontae Smith was in the class or not. So don't expect that there's going to be a quick turnaround here for the Buckeyes and have them then add someone to replace Devontae Smith. That's not going to happen. It's much more likely that Devontae Smith will make a quick commitment to another school, probably Alabama, in the next couple weeks. Than it is Ohio State replaces him that quickly.
It's recruiting. You never really know. And when you have 6 guys in the class, there could be an odd guy out. And Devontae Smith just seems like he's the odd guy out in this situation.
Yeah, and it's a risky thing for Ohio State because you're talking about Cincinnati LaSalle High School, one of the state's best programs. His cousin and teammate, Jalen Johnson, is committed to Ohio State. The Buckeyes are very interested in 2022 running back Jabron Payne from LaSalle, who also picked up an Alabama offer this week. So there is some politicking that has to happen, but Ohio State can at least stand very firmly on the ground that they did not push him out of this class. Again, even though they didn't necessarily claw or fight for him to not leave it, if that makes sense. I think what's preposterous, Spencer, is that in the last 3 weeks, what we've seen, and I'm gonna give Alabama the eventual win here for Devontae Smith and the credit, I guess, for the flip, is that Alabama has somehow convinced J.C. Latham and Devontae Smith in the last few months, that Ohio State has too many good players and they can't, and these players need to go to Alabama where they have a better chance to play. Like, what world are we living in where that has happened? Alabama is now the underdog with their 6 national championships in the last decade. They are the school that is needing more talent than the Buckeyes. And people are buying it, and hey, that's great for them. Well done, Nick Saban.
Well, people are buying it, I will say that. But It's crazy. Maybe they're just giving Ryan Day a little bit of credit there. You know, maybe Ryan Day deserves some credit for the way he's recruiting right now, because it's really risky when you get, I'm just going to keep going back to it, when you get six defensive backs in a class, there only four can be on the field at once. And that can kind of play a role in some recruitments. I don't think this is going to affect Jalen Johnson, because he seems pretty firm in his stance that Ohio State's the place he wants to be. And, you know, he's got a good relationship with a lot of the guys in the class. He's been a piece in some recruiting battles that Ohio State's trying to go through. But it's the family ties there and the LaSalle ties there. You just kind of wonder what else is going to happen. And if Alabama is trying to carve out a LaSalle pipeline there, because, you know, like you said, they just offered Jabrin Payne. So you don't really know. And it's going to be interesting to watch that school play a role in the way Ohio State recruits the state from now on.
Yeah, I mean, it's Alabama. It's one of the three or four best programs in the country, bar none. It's if that's where Devontae Smith ends up, which, again, I think that's where he will, it's hard to fault the kid for making that kind of switch. But, again, it is difficult, I think, for Buckeyes fans to understand when you're talking about a young man that was basically crying when he was offered by Ohio State and had the opportunity to go to Ohio State, which is his lifelong dream. It's funny how things change, but you're right. The truth is, with six defensive backs, the Buckeyes knew that there was going to be some difficulty juggling all of the egos in the room and making sure that everyone felt the, you know, proverbial love, I guess.
That's not to say Devontae Smith has a huge ego or anything.
No, absolutely not.
The general fact is, when you have that many guys who play the same position going in the same, like, if you picked up a third running back right now, there'd be at least a little bit of animosity there, no? So, I mean,
there'd certainly be some unease.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe it's not animosity, but just unease that, you know, you are in a defensive back class where if one guy has a better spring than you, or if, you know, if you get injured, you could fall so far behind that then you're looking at a potential transfer. Maybe you didn't make the right decision to go to school X. It's a lot of give and take right now within that defensive back room, and you've got to be really careful with how to juggle six guys at once.
Yeah, when Urban Meyer was on Vermonology 2 months ago, he mentioned that he thought the worst thing in the world was for an Ohio kid to get to Ohio State and realize that he couldn't make it there. And I'm not suggesting that Devontae Smith in any way, shape, and or form is worried about that, because, again, if he ends up at Alabama or Oregon or Notre Dame, he's certainly putting himself in a position where he has to compete against really good football players. But you should never, and when I say you, I mean the royal you, the fans out there. These kids have a very limited window to make a mark in college football in order to take football to the next level and become an NFL player and make money playing the game. And if you have an opportunity to get on the field a year faster, that makes a big difference. And so that's why you can sort of understand the decision by Devontae Smith. It does not make it easier for Buckeye fans to swallow, though, when you hear a kid talk about how much it meant to him to be a Buckeye, only to see him be so willing to give it up quickly. But anyway, that's where it is.
Berm, how long until Devontae Smith gets his fourth star? Now that he's not in the class, Alabama's recruiting him, Oregon's recruiting him, Notre Dame's recruiting him. The fourth star is coming, right?
Oh, he's definitely going to get a rankings bump when he's, a free agent again. And that sort of thing drives the rankings sometimes. But, that is what it is. He's an extremely talented defensive back. Ohio State liked him as a slot corner, as an outside corner, or potentially in the safety role. He's a guy that could have played all over. But he's not going to play at Ohio State. He is moving on. Devontae Smith decommits from Ohio State. Buckeyes back to 18 commitments in the class of 2021. Still have the country's best class.
Berm, is this a situation, because I truly don't know, I'm asking you, is this a situation where Ohio State be in contact with him?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to continue.
It's like a mutual parting of ways, and there's not really a –
You're breaking up a little bit, Spencer, but I think what you're asking is, are they going to continue to stay in contact with Devontae Smith? I imagine they will. The relationship is not soured. It's not a situation where Ohio State is going to harbor any ill will or hold any grudges. But certainly at this point, as we've talked about in the last couple of weeks of the show, there may be an opportunity for Ohio State to reel it back in right now and reassess some things. And as I said earlier, this show, they are not in a hurry to replace Devontae Smith in this class. The goal here is to go out and make sure that Derek Davis ends up in the class as the now sixth defensive back, and then keep swinging the axe to try to chop down the commitment of Jordan Hancock to Clemson and bring him into the class, because he has been the number one cornerback on the board for Ohio State throughout this entire cycle. I want to take a quick step back and answer another question I've seen percolating and in the recruiting ether of late when we're talking about the number one cornerback prospect on the board. Let's go back to 2018 when that cornerback was Anthony Cook from Texas, who is now in the transfer portal. And I've seen some questions, people wondering, will the Buckeyes make a run at Anthony Cook? I did talk to a pretty clued-in source on Thursday morning, and the answer I was given was probably not. Ohio State will never say never in this situation, because you just don't know what happens. But I was told pretty specifically that barring any sort of major injury or attrition in this offseason heading into the 2020 season, that the Buckeyes are content with what they have in the secondary and will not be pursuing Anthony Cook in all likelihood. So just get that out there for people. Okay. Anything else? Anyway, nope. Chives, that's Spencer Holbrook. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Talking Stuff, brought to you by Byers Auto. We wanted to make this one quick for you folks to just touch on the Devontae Smith commitment. Stay tuned with Letterman Row for more on that. We will talk to you guys in a few days. Thanks for watching.